Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Of course I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. Thank you so much for tuning in today to celebrate my birthday with me and my celebrity friends and relatives and other friends. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very cool guests are the people in my life, the friends I care about, the family that I have. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You'll want to share these shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website, JoyceBarry.com, is up and running after a long absence. It's finally back, and I am excited to say that is a great resource for all of you on what we recommend, on what we're up to. JoyceBarry.com, up and running after a long absence. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from my friends, my relatives, people that you might not even expect to come here and celebrate with me, my celebrity friends. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. So let's start with a wake-up call.
Here is success coach Joyce Barry with a wake-up call.
A call for riches coming my way, today and each and every day. A call for opportunities here and now, incredible ways to make money, wow. A call for good health, a mind and body that's sound, because of the amazing healthy products I found. A call to the Lord to make my dreams come true, just give me the wisdom to know what to do. And folks, if you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when? And folks, as every year approaches and there are things that you want to do, dreams that you have, goals that you want to accomplish, just ask yourself the question, if not now, when? So here I am in the coach's corner, and I want to share with you some very funny birthday quotes from very famous people. Bette Midler says, after 30, a body has a mind of its own. Wilson Mitzner says, the first 100 years are the hardest. Ethel Barrymore, you grow up the day you have your first real laugh at yourself. Looking 50 is great if you're 60. Pablo Picasso says it takes a long time to grow young. Betty Davis, getting old ain't for sissies. Mark Twain, age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Joad says men are like wine. Some turn to vinegar, but the best improve with age. Maurice Chevalier, old age is not so bad when you consider the alternatives. Pope Paul VI says, the older the fiddler, the sweeter the tune. And in the end, it is not the years in your life that count, it's the life in your years. Abraham Lincoln says that. And I must say that my best friend of many, many years, that truly has eternal youth and spirit and fun, that I love very much, Beverly Nadler. Hi, Beverly. Thank you for joining my birthday celebration.
I wouldn't miss it for the world, Joyce. I delight to be here. I love being on your show. And it just so happens that your birthday celebration is on Here's to Your Health Thursday. So I wish you the best of health. I enjoyed those delightful quotations, especially, I think, Maurice Chevalier's and Mark Twain's. They really move me. It's a matter of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And Maurice Chevalier, he said, consider the alternative. So, yeah, delighted to be here and delighted to meet your family and the rest of your friends.
I appreciate that, and you're someone that's been in my life as my best friend for decades, and they said it would never last.
Uh-huh.
And I know that we'll be friends forever and ever. I love you. I appreciate you. You are indeed our most valuable guest, being on the show every Thursday. Here's to Your Health Thursday, and I bumped you today to celebrate my birthday, but you will be back tomorrow for a whole show on humor and how humor is healing. Oh, my goodness. President Clinton just came in the door. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
I can't believe it.
Well, hello there, Joyce. I just wanted to stop by and wish you a happy birthday.
I appreciate that. How did you break away?
Well, I had to break away because I don't think there's a sweeter woman out there having a birthday today, Joyce. You know, you're a little
you
hot little number over there.
You know that I love you, and the only thing I regret is that you did not have sex with this woman.
No, that's true. Well, it's never too late, you know. We are still celebrating birthdays. That means we're still here.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you so much. I know not to keep you. I know you have a busy day, but you fit me in, and you know that you're my favorite president, except for JFK, and unfortunately he couldn't be with us today. Okay, let's see who we have right here. Is this Cousin Evelyn?
Hi, Joyce, and this is your favorite cousins, Evelyn and Jeffrey, wishing you a very happy birthday. We would sing to you our usual song, but we don't want your readers to turn the radio off.
I sincerely appreciate that, but I want to say this, that oftentimes when I just wanted to get away, being in New York, and jump into a swimming pool, the two of you always made me feel welcome. So, yes, you can say you're my favorite cousin with the swimming pool, because I might have other cousins on the line as well. So, Jeffrey, thank you for calling.
Oh, happy birthday. The very best, and may this be the very, very best and healthiest of all years. And we're very proud of you and what you're doing.
Thank you very much, and I must say that your door has always been open for me, always, and my sister always made me feel welcome and always made me feel when I was in your house, I didn't feel as a guest. I always felt like the house was mine and I could be really comfortable, and I was always grateful for that. Thank you so much for calling in.
House is always open.
Yes, I know, and thank you. Oh, my goodness. Bill. Bill Cosby just came in. Can you believe it? Bill Cosby is here.
This is an honor to be here to assist you at the birthday, Joyce. Got you, Kodak camera, and also got you, little Joe, pretty pop for you, you know, so cute. Sent you a DVD copy of the collection of the Cosby Mysteries. I understand that was your favorite Bill Cosby show.
I'll tell you the truth. I like them all because you're very funny, and the way you interacted with your family. That was so nice of you to join my birthday celebration.
It's an honor. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
I haven't seen you on television for a while. Are you still on?
I'm planning to do a Bill Cosby show. I've had the Bill Cosby Show, the Cosby Show. I had a show called Bill. Now this is going to have a show which is titled The Space Between Bill and Cosby. It doesn't have a title, but the Bill Cosby and myself, I'll be on it.
How about the Bill Cosby and Joyce Barry show? What about that?
That's what I'm talking about. That would be a great television program. Put that on NBC. It's called the Save the Network, Joyce. You and me. Future of television.
You are a very funny man. I mean, keeping up with you would be quite a chore, but it would be triumph if we can actually keep up with each other.
You could be the new Claire Huxtable.
Bill, that was very nice of you to drop by. I appreciate it. Let's see who we have here. Oh, my goodness. My friend and partner that advocates for Israel, Pam Thompson. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Joyce. I just wanted to wish you the happiest birthday of all and to thank you for being my great friend.
And you know how much I love you and that, you know, we've taken on a big task for ourselves, fighting anti-Semitism worldwide and it's the spread of that. And you are indeed my partner. Anything I want to know about Israel, anything I want to know, I don't have to watch CNN. I need only call you because you're so on top of everything.
I try. I try. I work at it very hard, and I do try. But it's been a joy since meeting you. I'm so glad that we did connect through Facebook and actually became good friends. It's been a nice trip so far, and I'm one of your newer friends, but I feel like I've known you a long time.
Yes, and I felt I knew you from your very first posting on Facebook on behalf of Israel. Times are just real tough today, and we need all the support we can get. And you know what's interesting about my friend Pam? As I said, I don't know anyone that advocates for Israel the way she does. And get this, folks, she's not Jewish.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But I feel this is a mission. You don't have to be Jewish. You have to just be a caring person and understand the truth about Israel. And so it's a mission for everybody.
Yes, it is a mission for everyone. And, folks, if you're as interested in Israel and perhaps what you can do to support Israel, go to our archives, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. At friends.com, click on December 19, 2012, February 8, 2013. These are shows that I did with Pam and also another expert on Israel, our friend Joel. And Joel isn't Jewish either. So, folks, you don't have to be Jewish. December 19, 2012 with Joel Freeman, February 8, 2013. Truly, I don't know anyone, literally, Jewish, non-Jewish, that supports Israel, cares about Israel, loves Israel the way my friend Pam Thompson does. Pam, anything else you want to say?
No, really, I think today is the day for your celebration with all of your family and friends, so I'm just going to make mine real short and just say happy birthday.
And thank you, Pam. And one of the things that would please my heart like no other is to celebrate peace in Israel and peace worldwide. Now I'm really getting all shook up because Elvis Presley is here.
Well, that's right. It's Elvis Presley. I'm back from the grave. Wish you a happy birthday, Joe Starr. Tonight I'd like to sing a little birthday song for you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Joyce Barry. Happy birthday to you. Thank you very much.
Well, I thank you very, very much for coming from beyond the beyond to be with me today. How have you been in the outer world?
I've been in the outer world since 1977, Joyce, and I'll tell you, it's been sweet. The outer world is like a bigger version of Las Vegas.
And how does it feel to take a step into the Joyce Barry world?
Well, the Joyce Barry world, that's like a world unlike no other, where you can be inspired and listen to all your wonderful home products. Well, your home products, you know, I'm trying to euthanize. Well, not euthanize myself, you know, euthanize myself, but I'm afraid I'm still dead. But it's all right. You need to have a home product to bring me back to life, Joyce, so I can come on the show again.
And I always loved you. I still love you. My goodness, you're one of these people that are as famous today as you were when you were alive and kicking.
Oh, that's right. It's me, Marilyn Monroe, and Joyce Barry. We are the most famous people in all the world. So, Joyce, I want to wish you a happy birthday. Hello, Joyce? You still there? Hello, is Joyce Barry there? Well, this is what happens. Joyce Barry has gone to celebrate our happy birthday, I think. Well, I don't know if Elvis is still on there or not, but well, let me sing a little song for you just in case I am. Oh, you're awesome tonight. Oh, you're awesome tonight. Because if you're not, you'll see a dentist because you have an afterbite. Oh, you're awesome today. You can cheer and say yay. And you know that Elvis is here today. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but me, Elvis Presley, I died within 1 week of Groucho Marx in 1977. And I wasn't feeling so good back then. They said I shot up a TV set. I don't know what was playing on that TV set at the time. So is anybody else on the air with me?
Hey, I'm on the air, and I would say that we were into some technical difficulties. This is Beverly.
Hey, and I'm back live because I just connected with Elvis in the outer world, so now I'm back in the inner world. So thank you, Elvis. Thank you, Beverly. And here we have someone.
Thank you.
I'm not quite sure if it's anonymous or not. 209-358, are you anonymous, or are you able to speak?
I am able to speak.
Oh, good, good. Thank you for calling in. I just didn't know if you're anonymous. You know, you're so famous.
No. You're speaking of my much, 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 much better half.
Well, it takes two halves to make a whole, and you know that I love you dearly. You are a very good friend. So you called in. What would you like to share with us?
Well, Joyce, Sandra, and I just want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. And, I mean, these are very special days, but every day is a birthday with you. Every day is a birthday when you listen to Joyce Barry and Friends, and so it's just great to have you as a friend, and just wanted to call in and wish you a very, very happy birthday, Joyce.
And I appreciate your doing that, and I just want to say that you and Sandra mean a lot to me. On every single level, you're so wise, you're so wonderful, you're really good people, and it is a privilege and a pleasure to call you both my friends.
As well as it is for us. Happy birthday there, young girl.
Thank you. Sometimes with the stress of the world, we get older and we age, but I keep you and your wife around to keep me young. You to keep me on my toes, and Sandra to keep me giggling.
Absolutely. Well, you know, because that's what birthdays are for. You know, as soon as one passes, you want to get ready for the next one.
Well, you always got to be ready for just about anything. So I really, really appreciate you. I really love you. And as I said, you guys keep me young. Let's see if the other anonymous wants to say anything. Is this the better half?
I think she is anonymous there this morning.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. I thought since you came out, she is, because behind every powerful man is a woman that's shocked. So.
Oh, you are so bad, Joyce Berry. Now, you are a bad, bad girl on your birthday here. We may have to give you a spanking.
Well, now you're talking my language.
Happy birthday, Joyce.
Thank you, and thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Okay. Oh, my goodness gracious. You won't believe who came in now. President Ronald Reagan is here. My goodness.
Well, Nancy and I would just like to wish you, Joyce Berry, a happy birthday. Well, there you go again.
Should I win one for the Barry?
You should win one for the Barry. You should have a seat and watch all my political speeches and also watch my movie, The Bedtime for Bonzo. Well, that's my proudest achievement.
Oh, you have a lot of proud achievements. And one of them should be that you're a regular guest on our show.
Well, that's right. Well, Nancy and I always say this is the only public appearance I make these days. Well, I'm very proud of that.
And I'm so honored and I'm so blessed.
That's right. Like I had a whole jar of jelly beans just for you. Well, I'd say, Miss Barry, tear down this wall.
I thought you were going to say, blow out those candles.
We'll blow out those candles. That's an even better one, I'd say. Well, but Nancy and I would just like to say happy birthday, and we wish you many, many more. We're big fans of your show.
And I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Really love you and appreciate you. Speaking of people I absolutely love, that I treasure, my most indispensable guest has joined us now. My dear friend, I am so blessed to call him my friend, Ted Siuba. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. Happy birthday, girl. You are having a good day.
Yeah, because did you know that I had that many celebrity friends?
No, I didn't. And by the way, next time, don't schedule me after Ronald Reagan.
And why not?
Happy birthday to you, Joyce. We are so happy. I tell you, I set my alarm to drop everything because I know you're having a party and I wanted to be there. I'm one of your greatest fans. I see you going after it and getting the rewards you seek, and you're my kind of person. So I wish you a happy birthday.
It's funny you say you're one of my fans. My goodness, the author of the book, The New Think and Grow Rich, I'm one of your biggest fans because I'm always thinking that I want to grow rich. So I would say I am one of your biggest fans.
Well, and you're so kind, and you just went up a notch in my book. But the truth of the matter is, that's why you're one of my biggest fans and teachers and coaches, because I see you doing what that philosophy is all about. And basically, it means you're after it every day, and you got a mission. You're not just bumping around. And so, as you continue your mission of spreading joy, I am just happy to be part of your crowd, I tell you, and I wish you, I know you're having a great spiritual blessing birthday.
And I am, and I can't think of a better way to enjoy my birthday than celebrate it with people I genuinely care about and are there for me. So this is really an important day. Every day should be an important day, but I'm so blessed for the people calling in to take the time out of their extraordinary schedule to wish me a happy birthday. And my most indispensable guest, I love you.
Thank you. I love you. Have a good happy birthday.
Thank you, Ted. Oh, goodness. Who just came in now? Al Pacino, you made it here.
Hoo-ah! That's right, Joyce. I'm just driving a happy birthday greeting, man. What's that?
I said, what do you have to say for yourself besides hoo-ah?
Hoo-ah! I have to say happy birthday to you, Joyce. Let me tell you something. When I was on Broadway playing Richard III, I never thought that years later I would be on the Joyce Barry and Friends show wishing you a happy birthday. Just when they thought I was out, they dragged me back in.
Oh, it means a lot for me to have you here. And I love that show, The Scent of a Woman. You did such a great job with that.
Right. Where I said I'm just an average blind man. My eyes went all around. That's right. And I was driving a car even though I was blind. Many possibilities for me. But that's how great of an actor I am.
Yes, you are a great actor. If you can drive a car while you're blind, I think that takes a special kind of talent. That's really nice that you found the time to join us today.
Wow. Honor and a pleasure to be here. It's always been my finest work being on your show.
And I'm so grateful to have you. Our most valuable guest, Beverly Nadler, with us today, of course. But with us every day is this extraordinary poem that really explains why you should be listening to our show, folks, every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! And here is someone that is number one in my life, my friend Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Good morning.
Hey, happy birthday to you. How are you?
I'm fine.
It's a beautiful day.
You're my giggling partner.
Yes, you always make me giggle. You always make me smile. And I feel so blessed to have said that prayer that day. And here comes Joyce, God sent angel on earth, happy, happy birthday.
Patricia, I only have one complaint, and that is ever since you fell in love, it's harder for me to get you on the phone.
Oh, I'm in love with life.
Yes, you are. You are in love with life, and you got yourself a hot young man. I think that's fabulous. It's just more difficult to locate you these days.
Oh, yeah, love is like an amusement park. You never know what ride you're going on.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Thank you so much for jumping on. Anything else you want to share?
I'm just really thankful for you. I love your show, and I just want you to have the best day yet.
Thank you, and I love having you in my life. God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Let's see who is coming in now. You just never know who's going to show up. Oh, my goodness. You won't believe it. You just won't believe who is here. Never a dull moment. Johnny Carson, welcome. Welcome, welcome to my celebration.
Well, you know, Joyce, it's a pleasure to be here. This is wild. This is some wild and crazy stuff being on the Joyce Barry Show. Isn't that right, Ed? That's right, Joyce. Ed McMahon is here, too, to wish you a happy birthday.
And, you know, to this day, they talk about you as being the best Tonight Show host of all time. Everyone models themselves after you. Given you were the best host in television, what would you advise me to be the best host in radio?
Well, you should get a sidekick like Ed McMahon. That's really good. You should get a curtain behind you of multiple colors. That works well. You know, I did not know that. I did not know people were speaking so highly of me anymore. I thought they had forgotten about me, and that's weird because I'm the king of late night.
Nobody could forget you. How could anybody forget you? You're so memorable. You're so exciting. You're so much fun.
I am the king of late night, and you are the queen of radio.
Absolutely. I'm the queen of radio. Also, I have a lot of testimonials that would endorse that, would approve of that. Folks, my website, joycebarrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E.com, has all these testimonials, but I didn't want our celeb friends to endorse me today because they're really calling in to wish me a happy birthday, but they did endorse me yesterday, so let me share those endorsements.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barrie.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And that was my dear friend Kurt. Kudos to him for his extraordinary talents. My goodness. He nails every single thing he does on the show, our opening number, our closing number, and how much fun was that. Oh, let us see. Johnny, do you have anything else you wanted to say, Johnny? Because after all, I want to learn from the best on what it takes to be a great host.
Oh, that's why I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and many, many years of success on the Joyce Barrie and Show Friends. The Joyce Barrie and Friends Show. Sorry about that. I've been out of the loop for a little bit.
Well, what advice would you give me for me to be as good on radio as you are on television?
Well, Joyce, I would just say be yourself, be who you are, and the light will shine through. And remember to have great, talented guests on your show, like that Beverly Nadler, and I hear that Kurt Fitzpatrick is a real hot up-and-comer.
Kurt Fitzpatrick is my most talented guest of all time. My goodness, just having him on the show every day with his contributions makes the show so much fun. Oh, goodness, look who just came in now. Jack Nicholson, I'm glad you came by. I was getting very concerned. I asked you to do one thing for me, which was to order the birthday cake. It still hasn't arrived. Did you handle that?
Well, I'll tell you what, Joyce, this is what happened. Now, let me set the scene for you in your mind. I went to the restaurant to enter it, and I said to the waitress, all right, I've made up my mind. I want a plain slice of birthday cake, no cake, just the icing and ice cream on the side. Give me a pack of birthday candles and a cup of coffee. She said, I'm sorry, we don't have birthday cake with just icing. We just have it with the cake. I said, what do you mean you don't have birthday cake without the cake? You make cakes, don't you? She said, would you like to talk to the manager?
I said, okay, you have roles, don't you? She said, rules? I said, no, I mean roles. Okay, I'll make it easy for you as I can. Give me a plain roll, put some whipped cream on it, slap some ice cream on top, throw some nuts on there, stick a candle on it, and give me a cup of coffee on the side. She says, okay, one plain roll, whipped cream on it, ice cream on top, some nuts, a candle, a cup of coffee, anything else? I said, all right, look, now all you have to do is hold the roll, bring me the icing and ice cream and candle, charge me for the roll, you haven't broken any rules. She said, you want me to hold the roll? I said, yeah, I want you to hold it between your knees.
So that's how you ordered my cake. No wonder it hasn't arrived yet. That was quite a thing that you did. What is the big deal of having a birthday cake with the cake? Why did you have to go to that extreme to get me a birthday cake without the cake?
Wait till they get a hold of me. Well, Joyce, you know, I've got a real sweet tooth, as you know. So I just wanted the sugar. I just wanted the icing and the ice cream, and that was it, and that's delicious, because that's how Jack is these days. I'm very decadent.
Yes, you are very decadent. Jack, I have a great idea for you. Like
oh, yeah?
me, I have a sweet tooth also, and, you know, you mentioned what goes better with a cake than a good cup of coffee. So, folks, this is no joke. This is real serious stuff. If you want great coffee, great tea, and at the same time, not worry about the calories from that cake, you want to go to miraclecoffeeandtea.com. That's miraclecoffeeandtea.com. You don't have to worry about being sweet, tasting good. Your coffee, your tea, your lemonade, your latte, miraclecoffeeandtea.com. And, folks, I love it so much. Did a whole show. Go to joycebarryandfriends.com. Click on April 19, Change Your Life with CEO George Najeer. Hear about this extraordinary coffee and tea. That truly is a miracle. So you didn't do too great a job of ordering my birthday cake without the cake, but I really recommend, folks, that if you want miracles in your life, go to miraclecoffeeandtea.com. Arnold Schwarzenegger, how did you break away from your maid to make it over here?
So Arnold Schwarzenegger, look, I don't want to bring up the maid. That's embarrassing. Don't tell anybody about the maid. Well, actually, I think people already know.
But I didn't think you get embarrassed.
I don't get embarrassed. My face gets red. But usually gets red from all the weightlifting I've been doing. I'm still lifting weights, Joyce. I'll be back.
Yeah, but you're the Terminator.
That's right. I'm the Terminator. I copyrighted the phrase, I'll be back. Every year I come back on your show and I say, I'll be back. I say, happy birthday. And I come back on the show.
Yes, you do come back. You're in one way or another, you're with us each and every day. So did you go back to Maria?
No, she won't let me go back. So I don't mean to laugh at that. She said she won't go back because she's embarrassed by the movie Kindergarten Cop. The movie
oh,
where I say,
see.
I have a tumor. I said, I think I have a headache. And the kid says, it might be a tumor. I said, it's not a tumor. She said, I don't want to hear about that anymore.
Well, you always say, I'll be back. So that's why I thought you were going back to Maria.
I might go back. I have things there. Plus, the maid still lives there. So I may want to go back there.
Oh, the maid's still there. I can't believe she didn't kick her out. Well, I appreciate
she
you taking
the... She does good cleaning. She does good cleaning. It's hard to get good help these days.
Yes, that is definitely true. It's always hard to get good help. It's also hard to get good friends, loyal friends, friends that are always there for you no matter what. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to a good friend, Irene Ashery. Her birthday is May 12th, right around the corner. Want to wish you a happy birthday, Irene. If you want to say a word or two, feel free to do that. If not, that's okay, too. Okay. So happy birthday, Irene. We love you and appreciate you. You are a wonderful person indeed. Okay, who is coming in now? Marlon Brando is here.
All right, Joyce, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, Joyce, I'm going to make an offer you can refuse.
a big birthday cake. But I'm afraid I had the ages off. It was a delicious cake.
Yes,
by
the
way. How are you enjoying your birthday today?
I'm enjoying my birthday, but Jack ordered a birthday cake without cake, so that does present a bit of a problem.
You know, I got some strange friends ordering a birthday cake without cake. Well, I'm going to try to wish you I have wrote a little birthday poem for you, and your people will accuse me of mumbling my words, but okay. Happy birthday, Joyce. Well, that's it. You know, I went to the actor's studio for this. I can speak very clearly.
Yeah, the problem is we couldn't make out what you said, so that does present a bit of a problem.
Well, I can tell you it was great acting.
Well, you know what?
What
since you made an attempt to share a birthday poem with me, and we couldn't make out what you said, let me go to my friend Beverly. When you write a poem, it's clear you don't mumble like some people. You said something about having a birthday poem for me. Go ahead, Beverly.
Hi, Joyce. I'm enjoying your show and all of your celebrity guests. It's quite amazing how so many of them came back from the grave. Just wish you a happy birthday and your dear friends on planet Earth also. So here's my one of my many wishes for you is in this poem. Dear Joyce, on your special day, this is what I want to say. I hope that you can truly see how much your friendship means to me. We've been through good times and through bad. We've seen it all, the joyous and sad. I know our friendship will never end. You are my very, very special friend. It doesn't matter where you are, in New York City or even Florida. We never can be far apart. Because you live inside my heart. And this is how it will always be, for I love you unconditionally. With your optimism and brilliant mind, a friend like you is a blessing to find. So happy birthday, and many, many more. May you experience miracles galore. May you live in faith and never fear. And may this be an extraordinary year.
Oh, God, Beverly, that was awesome. Email that over. I'll print it out to write a poem especially for me on the caliber of the poem you wrote especially for the show. You are just simply the best, the very, very best, and I thank you and I love you. And another reason that I love you so very, very much, it was you that introduced me to one of my best, best friends, also my friend Janice Miller. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. Happy birthday. How is the birthday queen?
The birthday queen is still waiting for the king to come in.
Well, you know, I hear a lot of great celebrity guests. Maybe one of them will come back for real, and he'll be the knight in shining armor that takes you away. Where do you want to go?
Where do I want to go? You know what? Any place is heaven when you're with people that you love and value and appreciate. It doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. To me, it was always the friendships that came first rather than the scenery or the place. And as you can see, I love and treasure and value all my friends, including my celebrity friends.
Absolutely. Well, happy, happy birthday. May this be the first of many of the greatest years of the rest of your life.
And I thank you. And it just means a lot to me to have you, Sandra, and Keith as such dear friends introduced to me by Beverly. So I have so many reasons I have to keep Beverly around, her poems, her contributions, Here's to Your Health Thursday, but most importantly, introducing me to the three of you who I love so much.
Thank you. Ditto, ditto, ditto.
And I know you love me because for you to get up, this is California time, at this ungodly hour when you're a night person, that certainly is confirmation that you love me.
Yes, I got up extra specially early just for you. You know it.
I do. Thank you. God bless. Oh, my goodness. We still have people coming in that door. Who is it? Sylvester Stallone. Wow.
Hey, you're Joyce Barry.
you let me help you train for Rocky, and that's one of the things that's right on the top of my resume.
You know, that's right. I helped you train for Rocky. Oh, no, you helped me train for Rocky. You never play Rocky. That's right. But I do give you credit for hosting the Jewish Barry and Friends show. I listen every morning. Well, I wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you. And I might have helped you train for Rocky. You helped me train to be a Rockette.
That's right. You're a Rockette, like flipping your legs in the air. I like that, yeah. You know, you put Blog Talk Radio over the top. You get it? Like over the top, like that arm wrestling movie I did?
Yes, I remember the movie. I see all your movies.
That's right. I just want to wish you a happy birthday, Joyce, and we all love you here.
And I appreciate that. Sylvester, do you have any upcoming movie that you could make me the star, give me the female lead since we're so close?
Yeah, I'm going to make a new the third part of Expendables, and I'm going to put you in it. You're going to be one of the superhero action stars in the movie. Or maybe I'll make you the ingenue. I don't know.
I'd rather be the ingenue.
The ingenue? Okay, I'll get right on that. I'm writing it today.
Okay. Wow. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Beverly, I want to go back to you as my friend, my longest-standing best friend. Is there anything else you want to share?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, very
well. Okay,
low.
Just wanted to make sure. What I wanted to I checked your astrological chart, and I thought people would find this very interesting to know that even though you're a Taurus, an Earth sign, and you've got several other planets in Taurus, you also have a very, very, very sensitive and intuitive moon because your moon is in Pisces, a water sign. And people don't always know what a sensitive, intuitive person you are. You also have a tremendous amount of fire, which gives you this energy to be able to do the show, and the enthusiasm and the excitement, it all comes out in this chart. You were born to do exactly what you're doing, and it's so important for you to have that sensitivity for all of your guests that come on the show, for you to be able to know just how to talk to them, when to come in with all of the many wonderful things that you join with. So I want to give kudos to you and, again, wish you a wonderful, wonderful birthday.
And I appreciate that, and I truly feel it was something I was born to do, because what goes on behind the scenes and all these technical issues, it really takes a lot in the face of all of that to have everything turn out and work out each and every day. But I know there's one day a week I don't have to think about it. One day a week I don't have to concern myself because I have you. Here's to your health Thursdays. Thank you, Beverly.
Well, thank you for saying that. It's my joy to be on. And, of course, this week, this is your birthday week, but tomorrow we'll be on with a wonderful show of humor, lots and lots of humor, because humor truly heals.
I'll tell you something else that truly heals. When you have good opportunities come your way and you start making money. So as a home business coach, I know what people want the most is good health and money. Here's our friend Andre to give you that affirmation.
You're now tuned into the Joyce Barry Show. We're all about that positive progress. We're all about that money. Yes, give me the money, 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 money. We need money, 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 money. Where's the money, 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 money? More money, more money, more money, more. Every day price rise. Now we need the money more. Can't wait for the money. Every day we run the money down. True hustlers always run the money down. Food have to eat. Clothes cost money. Bills must pay. Where's the landlord money? Kids have to eat. Where's the school fee money? Every day a woman complain about money, cause those who want it can't get it, and those who get it don't want it. So that's why they lose it. So when God bless, we won't lose it.
Hustle for the art, never hustle for the vanity. Hustle for the love, cause you have to feed your family. Mother, father, uncle, auntie, brothers are your sister them, niece are your nephew them. Give with the money. We need money. Where's the money? No blood money. No funny money. More money. So if you want.
And another thing I can't get enough of is the most extraordinary guest, my friend Stefan Ryback, who actually was the one who came up with the title of the show, Joyce Barry and Friends, and that opened up the gateway for what the show was going to be about. Welcome, Stefan.
Hello, Joyce, and happy birthday.
and you are live from New York.
I am live from New York, where it is sunny, lots of blue sky. We're looking at about 70 degrees, but of course, every day with Joyce Barry is a sunny day, regardless of the weather.
And Stefan is in the all-star team of Joyce Barry and Friends. He is my most amazing guest. I told you that he came up with the name of the show, and then out of that name, I knew what the show was going to be, how it was going to work. His suggestions are always invaluable to me. They're always right on. He is my radio advisor.
Well, Joyce, I'm just so pleased that your show is doing so incredibly well. And as I've said to you before, Joyce, I'm really not surprised by any of the success that you are experiencing through this show. I knew very, very early on that the show had the potential to achieve great things. And I'm so very pleased for you, Joyce, that it's doing as well as it is, that you're touching as many lives as you are and making such a positive difference in our world. Thank you for being you, Joyce, and thank you for sharing your wonderful gift with all of us.
And I thank you for always, always, always being there for me. Whenever I have a question or concern, I need some creative input, there you are, and you ace it each and every time. What a blessing to have you in my life, Stefan Ryback.
Thank you, Joyce. And if I may, I would like to propose a toast to you on your birthday.
Please.
Joyce Barry, may the rest of your life be the best of your life, and may all your pains be champagnes.
Oh, wow. I like that. That is very, very cool, for sure. So, Stefan, I know you jumped in on your busy schedule. As I said, I love you, blessed to have you in my life, appreciate that you're always there for me. Anything else you want to say?
I think, Joyce, the only thing I want to say is there are many things amazing about you, Joyce, but the most amazing, and I don't know if your listeners and your guests know this, but you are the only person, that I have ever met, and I've done a lot of traveling around this great country. I've done a lot of traveling around the world. I've been blessed to meet some really fascinating people. But you are the only person out of all the people I've ever met, the only person who's been able to turn an airplane around.
My number one claim to fame, for sure, is to have an airplane stop and come back and get me. That is true.
So have a blessed day, Joyce. Thank you again for having me on the show. I wish for you just a fantastic birthday, because you are fantastic to all of us.
And I love you, Stefan Ryback, and thank you so much for being a big part of my life. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Joyce. Nice to talk to you, and thanks for having me on the show. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. I actually don't know who this is. 239-209. Who is this? 239-209. You're here. You're in the host queue. Have no idea who it is. Would you like
to? Yes, you do, Joyce. Happy birthday to you. This is Carl from South
Oh, I certainly didn't know your number. I didn't know who it was.
I thought everybody had I thought everybody had my number.
Oh, I know some people that do, but I'm not one of them. That's so nice of you to call in. Isn't your birthday yesterday or tomorrow? I know something like that.
Yes, it was my birthday yesterday.
So happy and birthday to you as well, Carl. That
well,
was very,
thank you very, very much.
I just wanted
to wish you a happy birthday and a lot of success, or continued success. And I listen to your program every now and then when I have a chance, and it's truly educational, sometimes inspirational, and I do enjoy it.
And folks, like Carl, I appreciate those of you who listen every now and then. I just want to encourage you to listen every single day. Oh, let's see who we have here. My goodness, here's a familiar name and number. Kurt Fitzpatrick. Kurt, thank you for making time to come on today. God, we had a whole host of celebrities and friends, and here you are.
I heard that. It was a great show. And I want to say to you, Joyce, happy birthday.
And did you hear all those extraordinary celebrities that came from the world of the here and now and the world of the past that came on the show? Did that impress you or what?
It did. It was incredible. At first, I thought it was one person doing all the voices. And I thought, there's no way that somebody is that extraordinary that they could do that.
That is right on. I say that to myself on every single show when I play the opening number, the closing number, all this talent rolled up into one person. I can't even believe that it's one person, especially when I have songs like our closing number that I'll play in a moment or two that has a whole chorus of people singing. It just blows my mind.
I was so impressed. I thought Joyce must have gotten access to these people in the afterlife. That must be what happened. In the past life. Yeah.
And folks, that truly was our most talented guest of all time, singer, impersonator, improvisational whiz. Most importantly, someone I can call my friend, someone I can count on each and every time to get a grand slam. Thank you, Kurt. Anything else you want to say?
No, it's my pleasure. I just say that I'm always very proud to be on the show and to be such a big part of the show as well.
Major part. You provide the fun. You provide the lightness. You provide the laughter that comes along with every show. So I'm very, very grateful to have you in my life, and I'm not letting you go anywhere. I adopted you.
All right. I'm right here then.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
Beverly. Thank you. Beverly, before we close out the show, as my longtime best friend, decades-long best friend, anything you want to say?
I want to say what fun this was. And I agree that it was amazing that one person is able to do that many voices. I've seen people on the Catskill Mountains when I used to sing there, impersonators, I mean, famous people. They never did that many voices. So kudos to you, Kurt, and kudos to you, Joyce, for having such a wonderful team of people to support you. And they do it lovingly and with joy because you are very special and because you are bringing a lot of joy to people. And more than that, you're bringing inspiration, motivation, and so many other education to so many people who have the, shall we say, the smarts to tune into this show every single day. So,
absolutely.
Again, birthday today, and may it be an extraordinary year.
Thank you so much, and I am grateful to our fans and listeners because that's what gives me the impetus to keep going, knowing that my voice is being heard worldwide. So, folks, I invite you to celebrate your life. I invite you to celebrate mine with me today. And here is our wonderful celebration song. Get out of your chair and dance along with us.
I was listening. listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.